Santa needs a sleigh to make deliveries around the world. This man makes sure he will never run out of transportation. We visit a sleigh dealership of sorts on this edition of the American Countryside.
I don't believe it. My savings are gone. They're gone.
You're kidding.
Nope, they're gone. They're gone, gone.
Okay, all right. Think about it. Where did you have them last?
I remember I was home, then I took them, and then I spent them on that vacation to Aruba. Then I bought this miniature suit of armor I saw in the in-flight magazine.
And that's the last you saw of your savings?
Yes.
This is so weird.
I know, right?
Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. You'd be surprised how quickly a little money from every paycheck can really add up. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
The armor is cool, though. Oops. I think I broke its gauntlet.
You broke my favorite part.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Everyone knows that Santa needs a sleigh to make his deliveries. No one on the continent has more to choose from than Bill Engel.
I buy them to save them. Most of mine are work equity, so you buy them in a shape like Grandma used to have it, and then you try to bring it up at least to stabilize it so it looks functional, like maybe Santa Claus could use it.
Bill operates the Denver Sleigh Works in Denver, Missouri, population 40. At Christmas, we sing Dashing Through the Snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Most of them, one horse could pull them. But generally, in the United States, we would say a one-horse sleigh is a cutter, much like what Santa Claus would use.
Our carols also speak of jingle bells, but those bells were not for Christmas spirit.
Bells became a requirement for many townships. You put bells on to tell someone else that's on the road that you're coming.
He has plenty of bells of many different types. That's so you could tell when Santa was coming to town.
They became much like a horn or different types of horns, an accessory that each person had a different type of bells or tunes or things of this nature that made you unique and everybody knew when you were coming to town.
Bill doesn't sell the sleighs, but instead preserves them. He has about 130 to date, saving a piece of history and making sure Santa does have transportation for years to come. Traveling the countryside in Denver, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.